This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A Travis County judge this week said that he plans to issue an order soon that will basically open up Texas's strict ballot-by-mail program to all voters during the coronavirus pandemic. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez explains, this has been an option that has always pretty much been left up to voters.
Austinite Patrick Wenda says he started thinking seriously about applying for a mail-in ballot earlier this month when he saw images of people lined up to vote in Wisconsin. He says he felt lucky he was able to vote on Super Tuesday before the COVID-19 pandemic escalated here.
And let me tell you, we were packed in the Carver Library, at least 100 people, single file, chest to back, basically.
Wenda says he thought about what he would have done in that situation.
And I was thinking, you know, if our election day had happened on last Tuesday instead of when it did on Super Tuesday, would I be comfortable making the choice to go vote? And the answer I came up with was no.
He feels terrible about that because he loves to vote. Wenda used to work for the Texas Department of Public Safety, and he says he often volunteered to help with election-related issues when they came up. But now Wenda's faced with figuring out what to do ahead of elections this year, including the runoffs scheduled for July. So he emailed the Texas Secretary of State's office and researched stuff online, and he came to this conclusion.
What they're saying is, this is the law as it's written. You make your choice if you think you're eligible, and then we'll actually tell you yes or no.
And well, that's pretty much the situation every voter is in right now. It's actually kind of how this system has always worked. Chris Davis is the elections administrator for Williamson County. He says if voters want to vote by mail in upcoming elections out of fear for their personal health and safety, they could do that at any time.
Our takeaway is going to be the same as it has always been, and that is simply this. If we receive an application for ballot by mail under the excuse of disability, the only thing that we can do is process it and fulfill it.
Davis says by law, local election officials don't have the authority to question an applicant on why they are applying to vote by mail. He said that's particularly true of the disability category.
We have no authority to ask them to define what their disability is. We take the application at face value, as we always have.
Davis says if the voter has filled out all the needed information, his office approves the application. Jennifer Anderson is the election administrator for Hayes County. She says, like most people who do this work, she doesn't have the medical or legal training to decide for a voter whether they qualify for a ballot.
I am not a lawyer, so I wouldn't go saying that certain items meet that criteria. But if a voter feels like it does and they feel like it's a valid qualification, then they would mark that and they would receive a ballot by mail.
The Texas Democratic Party and civil rights groups filed a lawsuit in Travis County against state officials in an effort to get the court to clarify who can seek a mail-in ballot in Texas. State law says the program is only open to people who are more than 65 years old, people who will be out of the county, people who are in jail and not convicted, and people who are sick or disabled. The state election code says disability means a sickness or physical condition that will likely injure a voter's health.
And right now, because of COVID, everybody falls under that category.
That's Joaquin Gonzalez, a staff attorney at the Texas Civil Rights Project. He disagrees with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who said this week in a statement that, quote, fear of contracting COVID-19 does not amount to a sickness or physical condition, which is required to get a mail-in ballot.
And so it's not just people being scared that is making them eligible. It's the real threat to physical health.
And Gonzalez says pushback from state officials like Paxton is also part of the reason they sought a court ruling. For one, he says court orders trump any state attorney general opinion because those opinions aren't legally binding. And two, voters are going to need some clarity from someone who can actually weigh in on the law.
Probably some percentage of people would just not apply for ballot by mail because they were unsure.
Either way, Attorney General Paxton said his office will continue to defend Texas's election laws. Paxton has a history of prosecuting voters for what he alleges are voting crimes, which civil rights attorneys have said are often just innocent mistakes. but that history may be something some voters take into consideration as they weigh filling out a mail-in ballot application. And for Patrick Wenda in Austin, he says he's still trying to figure out what to do. Right now, he says he still doesn't feel entirely sure he can seek a mail-in ballot, which he said is a shame.
I think it's the government's responsibility to provide a viable and non-threatening way to vote.
In the meantime, local election officials say they're preparing for a spike in applications for mail-in ballots. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.